And now for them to actually come here, it's unheard of. It never happens.
Dr. Sue Baldwin is the school district's wellness coordinator. Baldwin and the director of the district's health-related services, Sue Vantresca, and their wellness team implemented a health wellness program. Whole school, whole community, whole child.
We're going to talk about our health services and having a nurse in every school, EpiPens, Asthma Coalition, our dental. 4,000 students are getting direct dental services because of the work we've done here. Pregnancy prevention, a $2 million grant, $2 million a year for 5 years with our pregnancy prevention partners. You know, nutrition, food service. We have salad bars in every school and farm-to-school grants and physical activity. We got the PEP grant, and it just goes on and on.
The CDC will be here to learn directly how the city school district implemented this wellness program nearly 4 years ago to make an impact on student health and academic achievements.
This is a system, a school system-wide change in the way we do business in addressing not only student health issues, but unpacking that invisible backpack of traumas and health issues that they carry to the classroom every day in order to relieve those stressors and come up with a plan. The ultimate goal is to increase literacy, health literacy, academic success.
The district's wellness program supplies support to all students. It even looks at high trauma needs.
A parent in prison, seeing a murder in your neighborhood.
Drug and alcohol abuse. The work that's been done is amazing because of the strong partnerships and really engaged parents who are involved in this.
It goes right down to the school level where the teachers pretty much voluntarily step up to lead these teams, and we provide them leadership skills. And, you know, the work that they're doing at the grassroots level is really what's critical.
Baldwin and Vantresca say there are still big challenges ahead in communication and funding. But for now, they've gained the attention of the CDC and hope to ask for more support and financial assistance. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.